You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
What's going on, everybody? How's everyone doing? Welcome to, as you saw in the intro, the Mad Tea Party, where we are giving you our brutal, honest opinions, feedback, and our honest truth about all things Disney. I am the Mad Hater, Lewis, joined by my awesome co-host. We'll start from my right, Cheshire Copperpots. David, how are you?
Oh man, I'm doing fantastic. It's a nice sunny, not frozen day today, so join the weather.
You look very sophisticated with your glasses there, David.
Oh, because I put this on when I have to spill some tea about some bullshit, especially with Nelson Peltz. So,
here we go.
He's dressing the part.
Hey, you got to do the whole the TikTok that you had, the whole hands. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Mr. Burns' hands.
And that other voice you're hearing right now, for those that are listening to the audio, Malice, a.k.a. Sam. Sam, how are you doing?
I am not as great as David because our weather is frozen and cold and pretty. Oh, who knew?
Weird.
Not David rubbing it in. Cheshire Copper Pot stirring the pot already.
Love it.
But and I'm good.
To bring out this madhouse, to round it out, the king of, I almost said hearts. The king of smarts.
I am not you. Let's be real. I mean, come on.
No, you're not.
Look at me. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. How am I doing? Are we supposed to do correct answers? I'm confused.
No. That's when we get to the Cheshire game.
I'm doing really good. I'm really, really good. It's good to be on the show. This is the first one I've actually been a part of from the beginning of it. So I'm good. I'm doing good. It's really hot here too. Fuck. I had to come home and change and put on a t-shirt.
Poor baby.
So hot. Yeah. I mean,
you guys are just making fun of my flannel.
Probably hot down where Louie is too in the desert.
No, absolutely not. I feel like I'm on set of Twilight. It's raining and everyone's just upset.
If there's a bunch of people acting really bad, literally bad acting, you are on the set of Twilight.
There you go.
Jacob! When she says
Jacob! You drive past a vat of what's that, sparkles?
Yeah. When he says, I'm going to get real angry when Taylor Lautner, don't make me get angry. Dude, that's like the worst acting. It's such a bad
movie. Don't make me take off my shirt.
That's right.
Horrible. Yeah. You imprinted on my baby? What? It's
I didn't mean to.
It's creepy.
And, yeah. We have some fantastic viewers in the chat tonight. If you are joining us from Facebook to begin with, go ahead and give StreamYard permission to use your name and your picture that you do not end up being like Facebook user George over here. Give StreamYard permission to use your name and your picture. Go ahead and give a like or a heart react or a care react, something to share us out to your friends. Play with the algorithm there for us. Yeah. So hi, if you are watching us. The algorithm, to get us out there. It's a whole thing.
Hey, Louie, before you get into your show, what's happening in like a month and a half?
We are going to a Rogue Comic Con up in Medford, Oregon.
Beautiful Medford, Oregon.
I am finally learning not to call it Rogue City, and it's Rogue Comic Con. Yes. I've been sharing on Instagram as Rogue City Comic Con. So, May 4th, we are all up there. As of right now, we have like 95% of the hosts of Walt's Apartment going up there, doing all things podcasting, Comic-Conning, and just having an overall good time. We will be in the area that day. Some of us will be bouncing around the town, it sounds like, the night before and probably the day after. So stay tuned on all our social medias, and you'll be seeing where we are at and what we are doing at any given time up in Oregon the weekend of May the 4th.
We're in the town.
Yep.
Everybody is invited to come except for Sam Stalkers. So come out, have some fun.
Yes. She'll probably have some there anyway. So, I mean, let's be real.
No, I mean, I was going to say my stalkers didn't get the memo last time I was in town. Permission granted, Alex wants to know.
No, he was saying permission granted because I think he's the one that called you the queen of the mice because of your issue.
Oh, yeah.
Queen of the
AZ
mice.
Big Man says, that's awesome. Happy for y'all. Thanks, AZ Big Man. AZ Big Man just got back from Disneyland.
Is he going to come up? Are you going to come up, AZ Big Man? Come up to Medford, Oregon?
Come up to Medford, AZ? That's a bit of a drive for you.
No, it's not that far of a drive.
From Arizona?
It's a hop, skip, a jump, maybe a jog, then a run, and probably an Uber. But you can get there. We also want to thank all of our lamplighters and our sponsors. Getaway Today, We're in the Park in Sunken City, as well as the lamplighters. I don't have that list in front of me, but the fact that this show is still going knows that you guys are still supporting it. So we appreciate all of you guys. And with that,
and we're growing, and we're growing. There will be something special coming out before Rogue Comic Con. So
is it Rogue Comic Con or Rogue City Comic Con?
Rogue.
Okay.
We just had this conversation. How are you going to call yourself the king of smarts if you can't pay attention?
I was chewing. Sorry.
You can't listen and chew at the same time.
And I'm not smart. That's a play on words.
You are smart. Hush. All right. What do we got first, Mad Hater?
So the Cheshire game today is called Wrong Answers Only. So I am going to message one of you guys each individually a movie title, and you can describe it using only wrong answers only.
The
ones that do not get the text will have to try to guess what it is, as well as our viewers here on the show tonight. We have five of them. Should be pretty fun because wrong answers only. The five categories include Marvel, Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, aka Lucasfilms, and Disney Parks. So those are the five. And I am going to send you one, and then you have to give it your best shot within 60 seconds, wrong answers only, to describe that film. Once the 60 seconds are up, you can't describe nothing more. Everybody gets three guesses. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
No, all this sounds complicated.
I'm confused.
Well, I got this. Let's go.
Perfect. Then, Sam, you'll go first.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
Sleeping Beauty.
Did you say meow?
I did say meow, right? Meow. Are you kidding me, right? Meow.
Lion King.
All right.
Sean, stop it.
You can't go till she gets 60 seconds. So what, give me the thumbs up and we'll time you.
Wait, wrong answers only?
Wrong Sweet answers
Home Alabama. Only. Sweet Home Alabama. I caught it.
I mean, not too far off, David.
I love that movie.
Dixie Chicks.
Wait, so Lewis, I just have to like describe it incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
Southern Comfort.
You obviously want them to try to guess it, but yeah, as incorrectly as you can.
Do we guess incorrectly too?
That can get awkward.
I'm so confused.
All right. I downloaded the wrong movie. That could be real bad.
I mean, it would make a good adult film.
Happy accidents. Oh, you already got the... So, well, give us the clues.
Is that one of the clues? Okay.
I mean, it could be. It absolutely is. It would make a great adult film. I'm pretty sure people have made fan art of it.
But, Iron Man. Do we get to category, though?
Can I get you won't need it. Lewis, you should have gone first and given us an example.
All right,
give us an example. No, don't take mine. I want to keep mine, but I want you to use a different one and give an example.
Shoot me one. You shoot me one. Okay. And I will wrong answer only. Oh, this is going to be great.
Do you have five?
As I get sometimes?
Take one of the five you have.
No.
What if you have this one on there? Because I can see you using this one.
See, when the pocket princess is involved, she gets to change the rules. So
Halloween 4.
What's that?
I'm just guessing, right?
Leprechaun. No,
I get 60 seconds to share first. All right,
okay, ready? Go ahead.
All right. Electric dancing. Futuristic singing in the rain. Let's see.
Huh?
We have to wait the first 60 seconds.
Aliens 50 first dates.
Yep. So can I say Guardians of the Galaxy at any point?
Oh, so we're describing it using like different movies titles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I mean,
sure.
Yeah. You want to go now? Or do you or
no, Dave, oh, those are titles of the movie. That's not describing the movie.
No, that's describing it.
Well, did I get it right? Is it Guardians?
No.
It's Marvel's.
No. Aliens 50 first dates. That was a good one.
An Alien
Lilo and Stitch. First dates?
Nope.
What Aliens? It's not Guardians.
Of course you understand, Amanda. Amanda's like, oh, I understand. Yeah.
Well, tell us the answer, Amanda.
Yeah, what's the answer then, Amanda?
Is it Wally?
Oh, Tyler got it right here.
You gotta be kidding me. Good job, Tyler.
All right. So, Ken, you're up now.
I can't even hang on.
Yep, I was right there with Amanda. See, we both were confused.
I'm still confused what we're doing.
This is hard.
That's what she said.
Well, hey, I mean,
only, so that's not what she's saying. It's definitely not what she's saying.
All right.
This, like, you should have gave us our titles beforehand and gave us time to think about it.
Yeah, you should shoot us our titles since no one else is going to know it.
Why don't we play this at the end and give us a chance to like brainstorm it? Well, and
I'll go before her. Shoot me my title. I'll do this.
Okay. Because see, I need time to process this.
All right.
You're a teacher.
I know.
You should be like always, like just boom on your feet. Here we go.
But I'm not right now.
This is awesome dead air.
You're a very educated Southern girl. David.
Well, I want to see how David does with his.
What the fuck? does it matter if I didn't? I haven't really seen this movie.
It's a movie, okay.
Oh, yeah. All right, so here's how this works. We have a world where there's like this Ike Turner guy. He's bad news. Apparently, you know, the glow sticks, they're very deadly glow sticks in this. It's really bad.
I feel like the glow sticks is a good guess.
Now, typically in a soundproof room, you know, you can't really hear anything in the vacuum, can't hear anything, but in this particular universe, you can hear all the stuff in the vacuum, all the explosions, all the bad dialogue, all of the incestual, you know, I didn't know she was my sister, so I made out with her anyway.
Star Wars.
Oh, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I mean, if I really wanted like a cool job, you know, like kind of like that Jack Burton has, you know, when, you know, he's just cruising around, ooh, fighting bad guys, you know, in Little Tokyo, but it's like a space version of it. And this guy is just, you know, he's a badass. So
what?
He kicks it with
Star Wars. It's Star Wars.
It's Star Wars.
It's Ace. It's some, maybe, I don't know. And then, you know, and this guy's best friend. This is like your typical buddy cop. Like, you know, my you gotta have a black guy in the buddy cop movie, right? So, and the black guy happens to sell Colt, you know, Colt 45 and
Colt 45 and two zigzags. Maybe that's all we need. I listened to that today.
But this, but it's in the modern time, so it wouldn't really be Colt 45. It'll be something like I don't know.
I said Empire Strikes Back.
Like a White Claw.
45. It's updated.
Like a White Claw. It's a White Claw.
Jedi. Empire Strikes Back.
He passed his 60 seconds by a long shot.
All right.
We were those that said Star Wars. It was Solo.
Okay.
Oh, who saw Solo?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I just know Han Solo.
I'm ready for mine. I'm ready for mine.
All right, Sam, take it off now. Let's see how you do now.
Good job, Tyler. Tyler okay, got ready? It.
New cup, Kim says.
All right, are you ready? Did anybody watch 365 Days on Netflix? No. Where Massimo abducts the girl and then ends up turning her into a sex slave. And like she falls in love with him.
Things that happen in Indiana for 200.
I mean, okay, so there's that. Also, V for Vendetta does not need to be V. We can change it to B.
Oh. Wait, this is Disney related?
Uh-huh. Think about the theme in 365 Days. D&I, whatever it is. D&I. You've never seen that?
That's no.
A fantastic movie.
I've never seen Solo.
Hi, Anna.
Hey,
the Scarlet Witch?
What? No. Nope.
Scarlet Witch? It's not Scarlet Witch.
Sam has the Disney one.
Oh.
That category.
I have a Disney category. So, Stockholm Syndrome is real. And you fall in love with your abductor.
Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
Anna, we don't know. We don't know what the question was either, Anna.
So, to give everyone that's joining now, Sam has a Disney film that she has to describe using wrong answers only.
In this case,
I guess really aggressive.
You said Sam has it with her behind her?
Jacob Neely. Got it. Beauty and the Beast.
Thank you.
I was going to say Beauty and the Beast.
Alvy, you're my favorite in the whole planet right now. Thank you for putting me out of my misery.
Look at that bearded wonder popping on the screen, just making things happen.
Good job, Jacob.
Look at him. Look at Jacob.
Don't call him Jacob. Call him Alvy.
Call him what?
Alvy.
That's Jacob right there. Not his fucking name.
It's Alvy. Okay, anyways.
Who's Alvy?
I would have gotten that from that.
Jacob is Alvy.
It says Jacob Neely.
Good job, okay. Jacob.
We're not playing wrong answers only anymore.
Well, he's our friend now.
I'm so Jacob. You send me something yet, Lou?
Yep, I got you right here.
Boy.
Alvy understood the assignment. I mean, Alvy.
Put some respect on his name. It's Jacob.
No, it's Alvy.
Where do you get Alvy from Jacob Neely?
Because he's my friend and we call him Alvy.
Oh, okay. We should know that.
Look it.
Jacob, can you confirm that Alvy is a thing? All right, Sean. Yes. It's in your inbox.
Yes, Jacob, confirm it.
I feel weird calling another guy Alvy.
Especially with like the Alvy. That's just a bit aggressive. All right, both right. Thanks, Jacob.
All right, Jacob got it. Jacob, you
know. I have to describe this with the wrong
thing. Answers only. You're about to need more one.
Amanda said after the movie is revealed, the clues make sense. I said Stockholm Syndrome. Like, what else can you say about?
Huge. Okay, I'm ready. I have to say what it is because it's.
Oh, yeah, it's Park Attraction.
It's not a movie, so you're not totally confused. Yeah. So my first thing is. Is huge characters.
Black Panther.
Okay. No.
It's a park attraction.
Very quiet.
Very quiet.
Yeah. Not annoying at all.
Oh, it's a small world.
Damn, Sam got that one.
Are you serious? Was that it? Yeah.
So huge. He's saying the opposite. So instead of huge characters, it's little characters.
Right.
He said it's not loud. Quiet
and not annoying at all,
and it's very annoying.
It's not annoying. I take up.
I mean, Sean thinks it is.
I love Small World.
Yeah,
I
don't. It's one of my favorite things.
So before we turn over the mic to our Cheshire,
Lewis thinks it's overrated, which I
I absolutely do. That's not the conversation for tonight. But since we're talking parks, and before we give the mic to Cheshire Copper Pots, let's hear from one of our sponsors, Where in the Park.
Where in the Park Seek and Find Image Scavenger Hunt games will have you exploring theme parks like never before. But this is not like your childhood scavenger hunts. There are no word-based lists of items to find or a binder of riddles, trivia, math, or counting. Our games contain cards with images of details that can be found throughout the park just by walking around. You can play on your own schedule, so you don't have to worry about long lines, height requirements, or health concerns. Need help finding an image? We've got you covered, with hints and answers on each card so you're never left wondering where in the park the image can be found. Use the Scan Before Playing card to reveal an alternate image if one of the cards in your pack is currently hidden or removed from the park. Order today to get game packs for your next visits to the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World theme parks. But the fun doesn't stop there. We also have games for Universal Studios in Hollywood and Florida, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, SeaWorld, and more. Ready to experience your favorite theme parks in a whole new way? Go to www.whereintheparkcom/waltzaptpodcast to get 10% off your order. A portion of the sale will also go to support the Waltz Apartment Podcast. Want $10 off your order instead? Visit patreon.com/waltzaptpodcast to become a lamplighter. With so much more to discover, the only question is, do you know where in the park?
We do know where in the park, and Kevin and Amanda keep all things social media chat-wise always going on the daily. We appreciate them, and we look forward to always playing Where in the Park.
I have a question about the commercial.
What?
Okay. So in the commercial, Amanda is rocking the hat, the fedora. She's rocking that hat. But at the spot when she's scratching off the clue, she's at the wishing well, scratching off the... Amanda, did you drop the coin in the wishing well? Or did you put it back in your pocket? The world wants to know.
It's a very good question.
Oh, you know, and then
hard hitting question.
That's what we do here. Is we ask these hard hitting questions.
He said, "Mind your own business."
Right.
These are questions. No.
Answer. I kept the coin.
Right.
There's the answer.
Where is Sunken City's commercial at? Come on, Lewis.
Speaking of that, David, I heard you on the live show. It was 2 weeks ago. I appreciate that. I'm down to collaborate and create something.
All right.
Let's do this really quick. Show us some of the stuff you got behind you or show us some of the stuff you're working on.
And then let's wait
for another break.
1.4 right. million pictures.
Million. Yes.
I got like 0.1. But actually, no. I will show my exclusive that I'm working on for the Rogue Comic Con later on in the show.
Because I have been telling your wife, I've been telling your wife for a year that I'm going to make you hype yourself up.
Oh, and speaking of me and the wife, today is our 16 year anniversary.
And you're here doing this?
Congratulations.
Why
the hell are you here?
Why are you here?
It's a Monday. I mean, the kids are doing baseball practice. It's just a normal day for us right now. So,
okay.
David, we went to dinner on Saturday.
Happy anniversary, man.
Thank you. I'm not a big social media person, as we all know. Not sharing the lovey-dovey words on there, but I figure I'd give her a shout-out here. She's probably not watching, but...
Hey. I will give her a shout-out. Lou won't say it, but I love you, Tiff.
Tiffany, Louie appreciates you.
And we share a birthday, so it counts.
Happy anniversary.
Yep. And yeah, Lou appreciates you.
So,
Tiff, but Lou will give you a nice firm handshake later.
Absolutely.
I don't have an anniversary this year.
This <bump. laughs>
So, David.
all right, let's move on quickly.
So, David, there's been a lot of talk about Iger doing stuff and changing stuff.
I'm done with him right now. Get him out of here.
A lot of mixed emotions on what Iger's doing, why he's doing it. But I reached out to you over the chat a few days ago, about a week ago, bringing up a conversation that seems to make people believe that Iger is on the run. If you want to go out and share what, in fact, he is doing, because you shed some light on it that changed my view on it. So the mic is yours, my friend.
All right. So I'll cut this into a two-part series. Yeah, this is a Cheshire Copper Pot here reporting the amazing news that we have here. So let's get into it, folks, here. So first of all, there's a lot of you guys out there who are spouting these conspiracy theories about all these billionaires who are just cashing in and selling off all these top premium stocks because they're preparing for something we don't really know, but it has to be something, right?
Yeah, they're preparing for TikTok to go away.
I don't know. We got some weird feedback in my mic. That was like some Southern drawl. Oh,
wait, anyway. We cleared it for you.
So, did you just say your mic had Southern drawl?
It did. It's still there. It is. It's still. I don't get it. Anyway, so I'm here to let you guys know that despite what the climate that we're in, this is not unusual. There's a lot of reasons why billionaires cash in their stocks. There's tax reasons. There's the election year. Every 4 years, we have a federal election, and you never know who's going to do what. So people cash in. Some, they divest some, liquidate some of their stock. But here's the other thing. They don't do it in secret. They file these plans months and months in advance. You know why? Because if they knew something and they did this last minute, this would be considered insider trading. Can't do that. That's illegal. So they file. So not only that the stock investors would also, who pay attention and who buy and trade stocks, also know that there's nothing going on with the company and stuff. They don't want to have a panic and people start selling off all of their stocks because a billionaire decides to divest like a half of a percent of his stock that he owns. So meanwhile, while $8.2 billion seems like a lot, like Jeff Bezos did, it's not when you're like one of the top three richest people on the planet. Iger filed his plan last year, months and months ago, about how much Disney stock he was going to liquidate as well, too. There's no big conspiracy theory here. I'm afraid to say it. It's not the end of the world. There's no everyone's competing to build the biggest Mark Zuckerberg bunker on their own private islands, like Epstein and the Facebook guy. This is normal. It's just we're in a heightened state of paranoia, and everything that anybody does is conspiracy worthy. That's where that is. So, with that said, I do have to finish this up with some really big news that's happening, because we have a really annoying ass crybaby activist who owns a lot of Disney stock that goes by the name of Nelson Peltz. He's a hedge funds manager for Trian Partners. They own about between 25 to 33 million shares of Disney stock. And he thinks Disney is going in the wrong direction. He was sounding the alarm bells and everything else. And he thinks, especially, he's been really active since Disney dipped under $100, and he hasn't let up since. Now, I do have to say, he is waging a proxy fight battle right now against Bob Iger, and he wants to install himself and ex-Disney CFO Jay Reluzlo as directors and members on the board. And here's the thing. He got some people's ear because there's a vote coming up at the 2024 annual shareholders meeting, which is on April 3rd. So there will be a vote. I don't think he's going to get it, because here's the thing. Since Iger's return, Iger 2.0's term, he just brought back $200 billion to Disney's valuation. Period. You can say what you want about Iger and are he threw Chapek under the bus or anything, but the Golden Boy staked his claim and they gave him the fact that he brought back $200 billion worth of valuation. The stock is over $110 a share, and they're doing gangbusters and stuff. He has stockholders' confidence right now. The investors are rocking with Iger. That vote's not going to happen. It's just not going to take place. And then here's the thing. Peltz doesn't have any good ideas. He's all talk, no gain. Any board that he's been on, he was on the PepsiCo board. He wanted them to break up international Pepsi from the local from domestic American Pepsi, and Pepsi ignored them to their benefit. If they would have did that, they would have lost Pepsi billions of dollars if they would have listened to Peltz. So people know that he runs his mouth. He says a lot of things, and the fact that he's also got the backing of Elon Musk isn't really helpful at all either, because Elon is another person who runs his mouth a lot too.
Just look at what Elon did to X. I mean, Twitter.
Twitter. It will always be Twitter. I don't care.
Well, it was Twitter until Elon touched it, and then it failed miserably.
Here's the thing. Peltz tried over 24 times to try to get on the board or install a proxy. And the thing is, he has really nothing to complain about. Iger's term, he gave Peltz Tryon hedge fund $500 million in profits. So with that said, that there's your news. So raise a middle finger to Peltz and let's call it a good day. Hey, back to you, Mad Hatter.
I mean, so obviously I brought that up because I mean, on the outside of guests looking in, I guess you could say, a very much rookie, I'm on the side of Peltz. I really am, but that's only reason being, and here's why. A completely spectator sport on this.
Oh, shocked.
No, and here's why.
All right.
This is what he wants to do if given the tools. Obviously, me being the rookie, the spectator, I take that at face value. Oh, you want to make some type of positive change? Okay. Iger, you are in the seat, and you are making changes of all different ways, which we're going to talk about, a lot of really mixed spider webs of we're making changes, but we're not. They're tying a knot, well, untying it with the other, which doesn't make any sense. Iger is in the shed with all the tools and what is being produced, and I've shared this before on Mad Tea Party. There's obviously different levels of where you're looking at Disney as a whole, the business side, the creator side, and the fan side. On the business side, David, that's where you kind of go tone in. You see that. Obviously, you're sharing that there is big positives there. On the creative side, I mean, I go back to D23. Yes, he wasn't in the hot seat during that one, but come on. If things are taking years in production.
But you have to see that there have just been new changes to the creative side of Imagineering, right? You have to give it time to see what's going to happen. And you know, I am not a huge Iger stan. Like, I think he's just...
Yeah.
But...
And, oh my gosh. That okay. Joey, that's wild.
Joey.
Wait, give me some credit over here. You can consider him, but don't group me.
Hold on, but he's just now changing. He's been back in the hot seat for how long now? I mean, we didn't give Chapek a chance in 11 months. He's been there more than 11 months.
I gave Chapek chances. Y'all didn't.
I mean, within 11 months, we were ready to burn Chapek at the stake. Get out of here. You're done.
I wasn't.
It's been more than 11 months, and just now he's making the changes? I mean, come on.
No, here's the thing.
What do you mean 11 months? He was in office more than 11 months.
Chapek?
Yeah.
No, it was only there for...
Bullshit. He started right before COVID.
He started like a week before COVID.
No. Sorry. Him by himself, when technically Iger was no more there, and came back.
Well, that's just Iger being an ass because he has.
It was 11 month span of him by.
She's a redneck girl.
So
I'm a hot girl.
I'm sorry, girl.
Hey, y'all, and yeehaw.
That darn Disney. As a spectator fan of this on the business side, I'm siding with Peltz. Am I voting with him? No, I own one share, and yes. I feel like Horton here's a who. Like, I'm here, but I mean, I'm barely here. So, but I'm very just curious, like, to see, like, I almost want to give him a chance because.
All right, here, you want to go into your shoes? you want to go with the Dr. Seuss reference, what you need to be a little bit more like the Lorax. Take a break from Disney until it becomes magical again, until the right people come in and make it magical
again.
Whoa.
Don't put me in that category. I think it's still magical. Don't do that. Nope.
All right, Luniversal.
Oh. Here's the thing with Pelch, and a lot of people don't know. I mean, he has a horrible track record. Now, he makes money. He's a billionaire. Don't get me wrong. He picks right stocks. But as far as an ideas guy, these big companies he's been a part of, he either piggybacked and wrote their coattails, the ideas were already there, or they decide to follow his ideas, and he costs them money. Peltz would be the one who would say, the Imagineer department, I need all logical brains from the boss all the way down to the beginning. I want logic in there from the top to the ground. That's it.
And that's his upright idea. That logic does not belong.
You know why he would say that? Because it's like, it's a new thing. It's something new. I think
you know what Peltz would say? Peltz would say, we don't need Walt. We just need Roy.
Yeah, he would. 100%.
So if what you're saying is true, and I'm not saying it's not true, it's just obviously I'm not in my wheelhouse, then I'm totally for him not being there. But right now, and I get everyone saying that everyone's, you know, immediate change. I mean, like, I'm not wanting immediate change, but I mean, how long has Iger been back? And he left so long, the seat that he was sitting in was still warm. So,
here's the issue to begin with. Iger shouldn't have come back.
He shouldn't have. I've been saying that since day one.
Chapek shouldn't have been there either. They should have found somebody who had the right creative drive and the business.
Bob Weiss.
Okay.
Iger was Bob Weiss, the CEO. The bleeding. No. He was. I'm sorry. I'm not Iger. I'm not in the. I don't want Iger now.
Well, you know what?
He needs to retire, and they need to put someone else in there. But he was the immediate.
You know who I vote for?
Stop the bleeding for Disney shares from going down.
Because everybody needed a scapegoat because Bob Chapek was enforcing the things that Bob Iger put in place.
That's the politics,
but them screw.
That's exactly. I've been saying that for four fucking years.
I vote for Kevin and Amanda. I vote for Kevin and Amanda to be CEO.
I mean, let's live in reality. They are the power. Is it good? No. Is it ethical? No. I mean, did Chapek take some misdirected hits? Absolutely. And did the Golden Boy dodge some stuff that he was actually a part of and responsible for? He was there when all of these big decisions, all these movies.
You mean like putting him like $80 billion in debt by buying Fox?
Yeah,
right before he left.
But I mean, he has to dodge it, and he played the game, and he came out clean as a whistle on the other end and stuff. And that's the game. You know, like it or hate it and stuff. Right now, we have $200 billion added back into the valuation of Disney. He under his reign.
ESPN bet. Thank you, ESPN.
And because Amanda just reminded me, stay tuned to Imagine That, which we are recording next Monday for our top picks of Chief Executive Officer and the CCO, the Chief Creative Officer.
I'm going to call it right now. Someone's going to say
Zosky tomorrow. Forget staying tuned. Let's just do it now. We'll pick them now.
No, we're using that. That's Imagine That. That's
what I have
Imagine
three and a half ready.
You're not allowed three and a half. You're allowed one CEO and one CEO. You can always come on.
I'm not on that show, so let's do it now.
I got three and a half options. That's what I was saying.
I'm saving my answers for Imagine That because this is what we promised our listeners of that show.
Okay, I have a problem with that as the figurehead of the Walt's Apartment podcast network.
Why?
Because
that show is phenomenal.
It absolutely is. It's a great show. Great idea. You're talking about you're going to discuss the CEO and the COO on an Imagineering podcast. It should be talking about
the CCO, the Chief Creative Officer of Imagineering.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It says CEO and COO right there.
Because we had a comment. If you listen to the last Imagine That, we talked about how the CEO impacts the CCO.
Okay, CCO is different, so that's different. You said CEO. We should be talking about CEO on this show, not on the Imagine That.
Kind of out of context. We're talking about them. Like for David bringing the business side, okay, if we would put somebody in that position, who's thinking, like, kind of like we discussed before.
Who appreciates the value of the CCO and gives them the right tools to be successful.
Yeah, you guys talked about it last Wednesday about putting the attraction. Don't think of the budget just yet. Build what you want to build and then see how that fits into
this company is so much more than just theme parks.
Yeah.
And I feel like we stray away from that all the time. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest.
Well, no, right now we're not. Now we're talking about the whole entire thing as a company.
All right. Well, that's what I mean. I mean, we started this show because of the parks. That's why this whole thing started 4 years
ago. Yeah. So the reason we got into the CCO conversation on Imagine That was because we were talking about Barbara Bosa leaving, and she was CCO. And so now, who do they move into CCO again? I don't remember.
Bruce. Bruce. Vaughn?
Bruce Vaughn.
Has he been back for like 6 months?
They announced he was coming back. He officially has taken over now.
Yeah, they announced that Destination
she has left. Beach. She has left the company.
But they announced Bruce like I want to say like middle of last year.
They said it he was that, coming back.
Okay.
That Destination D thing.
Yeah.
It's okay. And speaking of all things about the company. So our next topic, let me pull up my list. Our next topic involves physical media, which I believe that's
All right, let's do this.
Yeah, so
we want to hear from Nicole first before we get into this. How many more topics?
Sean needs to get away today, break as
well. I got two, but the this will probably be our next bigger one. The other two are more milder before we get to the unbirthday request. So absolutely, we could definitely do a getaway today break and let Great and idea. Then we also have the Sunken City plug later on. So here we go. Let's hear about getaway today.
Let's go.
Well, hello and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park ticket should you buy? Have a last minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has layaway, peace of mind travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's Apartment.
Hey, we should partner with Getaway Today and see if they can.
He's like rubbing himself. Still.
Who's rubbing themselves?
What?
Wait, what?
Oh, hang on, what? Sorry.
What the hell, Sam?
I have a friend who's having an emergency. I'm waiting for the police. I'm right here, though.
All right. As long as you're safe, not rubbing yourself.
Let's just listen. Unmute.
I don't know. They said rubbing himself. I don't know how to hear all that.
I know, AZ, big man. That's what I said.
No, she is at a like hiking destination, and there's a man, and she's waiting for the police to get there. So I'm on a call with her.
You shouldn't hike. This is another reason not to hike.
You say Indiana's weird.
So, real quick, before we get started, I think Getaway Today, we should contact them and see if they can create some like specialty travel plans from SoCal to Oregon.
Love it.
Dude, no, it's that airport is so damn expensive. That's why. That's the problem. The airport in Medford is so expensive.
That's why they didn't create a discount code.
Yeah.
I was kidding. So, real quick, in the chat, for all of you guys watching today, I posted a comment or question like 3 days ago. And before we discuss it, I want to hear your guys' feedback. Is physical media, meaning the DVDs, stuff like that, tapes, is that dead? And I'm calling out Joey because he said yes. Then he said I tricked him. And then he voted no. And I think he's yanking my tail. But anyway, those of you guys in the chat, let us know. Do you think physical media is dead?
Well, like I said in the chat, and then you cut us off and said we can't talk about it too much. We're going to talk about it tonight. I mean, just define physical media. You're saying like tapes and cassettes and CDs and newspapers and magazines.
That would be physical media.
But isn't your cell phone, I've been thinking a lot about this. You hold on to your cell phone, which you get all that information from. Isn't that physical?
No. Nope.
If you're reading text,
the phone's physical, but the media
on your cell phone is not physical media.
No, but okay. The answer to your question is no, it's not dead. I don't think it ever will be completely.
And well, why not?
There's a need. There's people that always want that, and I know we're getting to that point to where people don't always want that. I mean, like I know my ex-father-in-law, he still gets his paper every day and it delivered to his house. Actually, probably not, because I think the Mail Tribune went out of business, right, David? So, yeah, yep. So there is no mail. Yeah, there is no newspaper. But people like that stuff. I mean, you go everywhere, you still see newspapers, you see magazines, you see. So is a book physical media?
Yes.
Then no, it will never die, because people love to read books. People love to lay down and curl up and read a book. So no,
I want to push back a little bit, because if they love this so much, they would financially support it, and they don't. And it's hard. It's easy to say. Like, look, I love Toys R Us, but I wasn't. I understand why they went belly up. I wasn't in Toys R Us all the time because they got so expensive, and it just wasn't for me anymore and stuff. So, you know, and you got Walmart, you got online shopping and everything else and stuff. And so they went belly up. People love things, but they don't love it enough to shell out the money to keep it running and keep it going and stuff. So
I agree with you. But like I said, I think the biggest part of that is books. I think books will never go away. People like to read books. Until kids are in high school or in junior high school, reading their books and doing their homework on tablets, physical media will always be a thing. That's my opinion.
So books,
you have textbooks.
I was going to say books play a unique form in this, because there are books that will always be books. I mean, you look at anything faith-based, you know, they're always going to be Bibles and stuff like that, because there are just things that's the way they are made. Obviously, they're available digital. Textbooks are obviously cheaper and a little bit more affordable and durable to a fault for schools to be utilized. Now, we are getting cheaper and more
subsidized.
Yeah, and more affordable tablets. But when you go to so books are unique because they fall under all types and different needs for the most part. So I would say books are probably the only one that will always keep a leg up, because the fact that it's also books themselves are an art form. People that write the books. Right. I mean, you take our co-host Josh. I mean, he's put countless.
Do you like fun facts?
Sorry. Yeah, he's put countless hours into writing a book. So books, sure, I would say, are the only one that are unique. Magazines, there's new titles on the daily, on the monthly, stuff like that. But when you look at, especially when it comes to Disney, and so, oh, Tyler just said that. I think the question was DVDs. So DVDs are on the decline, huge. I mean, Sam brought it up. If they were on the rise, why would Disney cancel the Disney Movie Club?
Because they have Disney Plus.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
So then why are they trying? So then why are they trying to force things to DVD now, and trying to get us to buy physical media? They're trying to put things onto physical media.
This is called the death curl, right? This happens right before something dies. Like, there's that last minute push. And of rebuff, like, oh, this is going away. We want this. So they said, okay, we'll give it to you. And when that doesn't work out, now it's gone forever. This is it. This is your guys's, all the people who love the Blu-rays and the DVDs. Disney is saying, here you go. Here's an opportunity. We're going to put stuff on there for you. But if it tanks, It's over. It's done. Yep. We're going back to streaming, digital, and everything.
And not only that, Joey brought up a good point in the comments. And I'll bring it back up. You know, the bonus features, the special features, you know. Why that content is obviously being filmed, that is made, stuff like that. Why isn't that available on streaming, especially Disney? Knowing that Disney fans look at the Imagineering story, I would not be surprised. Imagineering Story's watch hours on Disney Plus is probably top 25 shows. I wouldn't say top 10 just because there are a lot of kids stuff on there, kids regularly watch it, but I would not be surprised if Imagineering Story is not top 25. Look at what's the one behind the attraction? People want that stuff. There's obviously people, you look at Marvel, Marvel's doing it. They put out their special featurettes right after a show or movie comes out, knowing people want the bonus features. Why are they not putting that on streaming? DVDs, because they just dropped a bunch of Marvel ones on Blu-ray, Star Wars ones.
What they could do is, like Sean said, take that Imagineering series, put it on DVD, and then give you extra exclusives. And guess what? Now you have people who are still going to keep their Disney Plus subscriptions, and they're going to buy the physical media.
Yep. If that then was they got to go buy a DVD player because they don't have one.
If that was true, though, people would be buying if that was true, people would be buying DVDs right now.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, why they don't do it, I don't have the answer. I'm not in their head. Is it something they can easily do? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they can literally open up any form of streaming media that you click on, and you can go through the menu, and you can select the extra features. Or I want the director's audio and turn that on over the – they can do all – the technology exists and stuff. I don't know. I don't have the answer. It's just like I don't have the answer why their marketing for some Disney content is stellar, where the others it's like non-existent. It's the technology and the capabilities there, but it's not. I don't think it's this big secret. Like you can only get that kind of stuff on the physical media stuff. They literally can easily put that on the streaming side.
Yeah, and not only that. Okay. And to go one step further, Disney Plus, right, is supposed to be the big push and stuff like that, and fixing it this year. We had in the chat, and goes along the line with physical media and being stuff that's pushy stuff. Monsters at Work is going back to Disney Channel, and if I'm not mistaken, it's releasing on Disney Channel a month prior to Disney Plus. Wish, which I put in our group chat, I'll mention it now, Well Played Disney. They announced the DVD sales of Wish, and everywhere you can comment about it was like, when does it come to Disney Plus? Today they announced April 3rd, which I'm stoked for. My daughter's going to love that. But they pushed and marketed the DVD better than they marketed the movie. I see Wish DVD commercials everywhere right now. I remember us talking about Wish before it came out, like, what is this? And we watched the trailer on the show because none of us really knew. But now, the Wish DVD is being marketed everywhere. Why? It's weird. Why is it not exclusively on Disney Plus?
Money. You'll make some money off of it. They didn't make any money in the theater. They'll try to make it on this if they can.
But you probably have better odds putting on Disney Plus for $19.99 a month early than people buying that DVD.
Possibly.
Maybe. I mean, we're in the Wild West phase. I get that Netflix set the stage. They're the grandpa of the streaming wars here, but Disney is trying to be a little bit innovative, and they make risks, which means you also have flops in your directions that you do things and stuff. And they're just trying to figure stuff out. And here's the thing. I'm not trying to be a Disney fanboy, but the thing is, they have enough money and resources. They're going to figure it out. We're just in the middle of this. I mean, Disney Plus is less than a toddler. I mean, they're trying to figure this out and figure out that magical recipe and stuff that's going to work. I agree with you. I loved when during the pandemic, they offered a premium tier where I can buy instead of going to the movies. Mm-hmm. Like it was for me, a family of six, we can easily drop $100 going to the movies. And
absolutely,
I love the fact that I can just $30. I can buy and watch as many times as I want. Like something that comes out in the theater, I want them to bring that back and promote that. But people whined about it and said, "Oh, $30 to watch TV." Like no, that and so they have to figure it out. They're going ebbing and flowing, hearing people in their ear all the time. They think they have the right ideas, the right solutions. And right now, they're just my thing is they're figuring out. But streaming's here to stay. The DVDs, the Blu-rays, they're going to go. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, we talked about books, which was off track a little bit. Books will stay. There's millions and millions of purists who would like, I like reading myself. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Disney's versus their digital media versus their physical. They're going digital.
Let's talk about Disney books then.
Well, I want to go back real quick before we do that, Sam. David mentioned Netflix. And I thought a couple of years ago, Disney will catch Netflix. Sure. I don't think it's ever going to happen now. That's just my opinion. And I have a couple reasons why.
That's him.
Live content.
Exactly. Starting next year, I mean, I like wrestling. Netflix, WWE is going to Netflix for $5 billion. Raw, which has been on cable TV for 30 something years, is going to be on Netflix. Now, you know that their stuff is going to go up. The fight that's happening in July between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Not on pay-per-view.
It's on Netflix. I mean,
honestly, they should have just bought Feldman Entertainment than they over at ESPN.
Well, but you think about the stuff. And will Disney get into that same thing? Will Disney say, hey, we need to do this? I think Disney dropped the ball on by letting Taylor Swift have her concert go to Amazon first. Mm-hmm. I think that they dropped the ball by doing that. If they could have gotten Taylor Swift's, I know I'm switching the topic kind of, but if they could have gotten Taylor Swift to come to Disney Plus first, and then you charge the $19.99 that you were paying on Amazon.
Oh yeah,
I did it twice for friends and family. I paid for it twice to watch that concert before it was on. Last week it's on Disney Plus for $11.99 a month.
Taylor Swift was smart. She got that bag from Amazon
money.
And then took it to Disney. She said, I know I'm not going to get any more for you, so I'm going to get that bag from Amazon,
right,
and then you could have it.
I think 100%. Yeah, the dealmaker.
And honestly, the dealmaker was
Taylor Swift on that, on both ends.
And we said during the writer's strike that that's what we were going to see happen, is we were going to see films go to Amazon to make more money before it went to Disney Plus.
Yeah. See, I'm sorry, Sam. We'll go back to books. I apologize.
I was teasing David about the books.
No.
And
he said everybody's going to love the books. Let's stick to Disney physical media. I was like, well, there's Disney books.
Do you think Disney goes to doing live events? And what could they do? Could they do football? They own ABC. They own sports, ESPN.
That's the only live events is where they're going to be able to take Netflix.
Maybe like a live concert.
Concerts. Yeah, that's what I was thinking was live
Look
concerts.
Look at what, who was it? Netflix but also did it with a comedian. They did a live show.
But the thing is with Disney, though,
Chris Rock did a live.
Disney's got to really take the risk. I mean, Joey mentioned Elton John and Dancing with the Stars. No disrespect to Elton John. I know a few of his songs, and I think he's good. But Elton John isn't on anybody's top 25 if they live.
He's not moving the needle.
I disagree because it was his last concert in the United States.
But that's
the night that Chad Pitt got fired.
Here you go. There you go, Joey. D23
live. It didn't move the needle.
That would be tight.
If you brought back
the Disney Channel news where it's like, hey, this is broke.
Yep.
Oh,
and that's something Disney can do that Netflix can't do.
Yeah,
there is nothing for Netflix to do.
Here's the deal. Disney, you have four hosts sitting right here, and we have a plethora of other hosts that we love that co-host our other shows with us. If you need people to come in and host D23 live on Disney Plus for you, we are more than willing.
If Disney was
not for free,
but hold on,
I didn't say for free.
For Elton John is a Disney legend. I get that. I mean, but D23, if they were to sit there and treat D23 like a live sports event, now and then you charge a $4.99 premium. Nothing too crazy, but just enough to see, you know, the panels. I wouldn't even say free. I mean, some stuff free. But if you want an all-access pass where you show what's being shared in the rooms, because like sports, you get to watch it from the TV, but being there is different. And it's going to lighten the load in that convention center to allow the guests that are going to say, that was rad because I wasn't fighting elbows to get everywhere. Because for some people, hey, I could just watch it on Disney Plus. I'm going to do that. But if you want to meet Tom Hiddleston and all that, you got to be there in person. You want those signatures, that freebie, that swag, you have to be there.
And hey, if they were to stream it, the first 5 minutes of his speech for free, and then there's a premium to listen to the rest of it.
No. Look, this is streaming wars, right? They're not going to show you like the.
I don't think you charge at all. I get
it about that dollar and stuff, but it really is about getting subscribers.
Exactly.
To subscribe and get that monthly premium going.
Yeah.
Free.
Because are you going to
Disney subscribers? Period.
Like, are you going to pay? Are you going to pay $200 for a 3-day pass to D23, or are you going to go subscribe to Disney Plus for $11 a month so your whole family can watch it?
They're going to go subscribe. Package. You get the annual package. You get the.
I don't think they need to charge for it on there. Because Netflix isn't charging extra for this stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
so they're looking for subscribers. This is subscriber war time. That's where we are.
And honestly, I think you.
But then I have the question of.
No, but hold on.
It goes back to the Black Widow controversy with her wanting money for things going to Disney Plus, right? All of these actors wanting things going to Disney Plus. So if you have a panel, then do they want more money because
they can't because it's part of their promotion package.
But my thing is, that has to be in their contract beforehand, right?
It is. So, they have to be at D23.
I don't think any of those panelists are charging money or getting paid to do that. I wouldn't think so.
They're getting Disney paid on the back end. It's a promotion thing.
Yeah.
My thing is D23 would have to so D23 being aired to Disney Plus would have to be advertised to them before they agreed to do this. But if they're like, okay, now you're getting subscribers off of my panel, we say why, but they don't all think like we do.
I disagree because most of the panels are there to promote Disney anyway. They're not there to make a buck. The only way they're trying to make a buck is by promoting their product.
Yeah, they want as many eyeballs.
Definitely there to make a buck.
But the reason why they come to
Bob Gurr just didn't do a panel. Bob Gurr sat in his chair and signed books.
True.
They want as many eyeballs on them and what they're promoting and everything else. That's the goal, right?
So are we only streaming panels
worldwide? So
I don't think Kim Irvine, who was doing Marty Sklar's thing, wanted to get paid because she was with Marty Sklar's wife and daughter. I don't think they want to get paid. They wanted to promote Marty. Part of Disney.
Panels. Sorry, not trying to cut you off, Sean. Panels, because Joey brought this up. I would do all the panels, but you do the big ones live, and then you record the other ones, edit them, and drop them on Disney Plus later on throughout the week.
Sure.
Or you pre-record some of the panels, like have them do a video version of it. And you drop that leading up to D23, which then promotes D23. I think you record all panels. The big ones you drop live. You showcase them live. But the Marty Sklar one, you take that. You put it in post. Add little slides and all that to help support what is being talked about. I think all the panels should be talked about.
Hey, David, would you say that is long, medium, and close shots if you're adding those extra elements to the, zoom into the narrative they're telling.
Here we go.
Wait, say that again. Without the southern, because I was.
Oh my god! I said long, medium, and close shots to tell the story.
Podcast.
I agree with Lou. I do think that not everything needs to be live. But the big things absolutely do. And then you pre-record everything else and stuff. So he didn't read the book.
So with D23 being talked about, that kind of feathers into our next topic.
Mm-hmm.
Disneyland Forward. I know it's not complete. I know it's not, checked off and done. They're moving forward. But next month, in a few weeks, they go for the third and final vote unless it moves farther or unless it gets deterred and has to switch back. kind of being proactive since we can. I know Disney can't. You guys have all really pushed that in my head. I get it. But if Disneyland forward, which I'm almost positive it's going to go forward, is D23 this year a must or bust? And by that, because now not just Disneyland forward, because now 2 years ago you gave us a whole bunch of blue sky seller stuff, and not a lot of that has come forward, and that the stuff that has come forward has been so altered that it's not even what you shared that. But now that you have this on the horizon, I get it, it's like a 20-year project, but this is your stepping stone to moving forward. But now with Disneyland forward being forward, what does D23 look like this year?
So I'll tell you now.
It's now you not have a lot more on your plate.
It's not a must or bust. And here's why. I think we look at the D23s, these cons, as like there's some kind of contract between us and them. Like they promise that they're going to deliver these things. And that's not how business works and stuff. They have every intention at the time of those announcements for all of those things to make those things come to fruition. Shit happens. Things change. The money's not where it's supposed to be. Projects aren't how they're supposed to line up. Writing, controversies, like people aren't doing what they're supposed to do. And so you can't honor those promises that you put out to the people. I don't care who you are. If you're Universal, Disney, Warner Brothers, this goes for everybody. When they pitch those things, we take those as the written gospel. Like these are supposed to happen. If not, then now I don't want to really hear about any more things from you guys until you guys figure out how to fix that and stuff. And that's just not being fair. It really isn't, because the thing is, there's going to be some things that we're going to hear at D23 that I guarantee you are not going to come to fruition. That's just the way that is. And I think we, the public, needs to accept that.
To answer your question, no, it's not all in or bust, because they can continue to, like, it's literally the same thing Dave said. He can say all this stuff's going to happen. It doesn't happen. You still got everyone to show up there and expect these announcements, and they can be disappointed when they hear the announcements, whatever. I mean, ask me this question at the end of the month when the tickets go on sale and they sell out in 4 hours. No, the hype is going to be there for sure. And, you know, I don't think Disneyland forward is going to be is not going to be the hitching point or the focus of D23. I think maybe Disneyland Forward has its own panel, which I think would be cool that they have a panel for Disneyland Forward. Maybe they do it a couple times where people could go in and see the idea and get the idea. But you don't make the Parks and Experience panel about Disneyland Forward, because there's so much more to talk about than just Disneyland. Even though it's in Anaheim, which is where Disneyland is, and it should have a big focus on it, but it's not going to be all about Disneyland Forward. I don't think that's my opinion. I think it'll be focused on, but I think they're going to do it in a way that they actually will maybe do a panel about it, I think. And people will want to see, and they maybe make it a major panel and make it do it on its own. But I would be disappointed if it was all flowered in with everything else for the parks panel. That's my opinion. It will be a huge focus, yes, because they'll have to vote by then. But
yeah, I don't disagree with what David said, but at the same time, yes, they don't have to, the concepts change, stuff like that. But in the length of D23s, they traditionally about 70 to 75% of what they promote, they deliver on. This last D23, and everyone can give me that post-COVID bullshit. I mean, if Disney as a company is only planning 2 years in advance, then they're not as powerful as they've been, as everyone puts them on. Everyone's talking about technology. They're planning 10 years in advance. Mm-hmm. I get it. COVID put a stall in stuff. I will not disagree there. But you're telling me that COVID shut down everything? The fact that majority of D23, not granted, I wasn't there in person, but I've watched plenty of YouTube videos of people that were there.
I'm curious by your comments. Like, what did they not deliver on?
Well, I mean, let's start. Wasn't the Moana attraction, when it was first announced, supposed to be an attraction, not a walkthrough?
Imagineering usually have, I'm sorry, where's it says right here? things change all the time. I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean was supposed to be a walkthrough attraction. Are we mad about that?
I get that, but we found out it was supposed to be a walkthrough years later before it wasn't announced as a walkthrough. We found that out after they shared the textbooks. They didn't announce that Pirates is going to be a walkthrough, and then they changed it. No, we found that out through archives, them saying that. But yes, things change. I get that. Our scheduling here changed.
They announced a Moana attraction, and they produced one.
But it's not the attraction that they shared with that they were going to do. Again, we talk on Imagineering. We talk about Disney being
just like you said. This is the third variation of this show that we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So things do change.
But we can't compare ourselves to Disney.
Why?
Yeah, they get better because you add David and Sam.
No, absolutely. Things do get. I mean, I don't know.
Damn it, Sam.
Everyone talks all this shit about, and not just. And you're right, Lewis. A lot of so many people were disappointed with what's behind Thunder Mountain or whatever in Walt Disney World. They didn't say we're building this here. They said, "What if we did this? What if we did this?" They didn't say we're doing it. So they really haven't not. They really haven't not from what I was when I was there. They said we're gonna make the pier or whatever it is, San Francisco. Done. They did it. We're gonna have these shows, these fireworks shows. We're gonna celebrate Disney 100. What they said they were gonna do, they did. My opinion.
I mean, on those levels, fireworks shows. I mean, San Francisco. Yeah.
Which they said they were going to do.
I mean, but then again, it looks pretty good in person. But I mean, overall, really what was done to it? Besides the bridge, outside of the bridge, everything else is just cosmetic decorations. A print shop could have printed most of those decorations. The only thing cosmetically that they did to that was snap together bridge on the bridge itself. But that's what I'm saying, though. Disney, when has Disney been a what-if company?
That's a fair point, too.
I can't speak.
But what you're talking about and what you're saying is that they didn't deliver on what they said. And I disagree, because what they said they were going to do, they did. Is it a different variation of some of the things? Yes, but they still did what they said they were going to do. They didn't say, we're going to put a villains park behind in the swamp behind Walt Disney World. They said, what if we did it? They didn't say we're going to do it. They mentioned the idea. They fluffed. They're Disney's great fluffers. They did a great job. They got your juice. They got your creative juices. When people talk about this, this was 2 years ago. This talked about, and we're still talking about the announcements they made 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, I think their mission was accomplished. That they got these. We've talked about this on this show for two years. About how it was just so much fluff and stuff and blah blah blah, but we're still talking about it. They did what they had to do to get people out there and get their name out there and get us to continue to talk about it.
I don't see them changing at all for this D23 coming up. They're gonna do the same thing. I'm hoping that.
Avatar, I mean, we always hope for these.
Huge I'm hoping that Avatar. No, I'm hoping that Avatar Land is a what if that doesn't come true.
I so agree with you. I so agree with you because there's no place for that damn place to go.
I hope that was just a big, hey, what if we did that? And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I don't even know. I saw Bricky put out a video the other day about where Avatar Land could go. I was actually going to watch that video because I want to know where the hell they think they can put an Avatar Land in
Cars Land.
Cars Land is the greatest themed land in all of the Disneyland Resort.
It's old news.
It's fucking Cars is so popular still. I disagree. I think Cars is still so popular.
You think it's still? I disagree. Yeah. I don't think it's popular anymore.
Yeah, Mary Poppins and Epcot. Well, that was announced in 2019, and that never happened. Disneyland didn't have much news because it was going on now the city council vote. That's true. I mean, and I think we kind of detoured from Lewis's actual question, so I'm sorry.
No, I mean, this is what this show is all about. It's really just pulling the curtains back and sharing what we want to share and how we share it. I mean, but I still...
No, you're crazy, Kevin. It won't fit there. Utopia, no.
I'm gonna go the same. Oh no, I'm gonna go the same thing with Avatar. I do with Tron. Avatar and Tron, whether we like him or not, cannot be justified and still keep to the humbleness of Disneyland. No. The Tron canopy will dwarf the castle. Avatar will dwarf the castle. The only reason why I think Matterhorn is solid where it's at is because it was built while Walt was here. If they would have built something like that in modern Disney, they'd be like, what are you doing? The castle's already, if anything, remodel the castle, give it some stilettos, put it up a little bit, then build something like that. But right
you
now,
are out of your mind.
Remodel the
you
castle.
Are you kidding me right now?
Hold on. No, I'm not saying do it. But if you're gonna do that, the castle needs to be lifted because of the fact that
you don't touch that damn castle. Well,
John, hold on and just shut up for a minute. Stay with me. I'm on your level. You cannot put Tron and Avatar there because it will dwarf the castle.
You're absolutely right.
If they're not gonna do anything to the castle, you cannot have that there. I hope they don't touch the castle. I hope they never touch it. But if you are, that castle better be the shining star and higher than anything else in that park because no. Tyler, I'm not trying to say lift the castle. I'm not saying that. But if they decide to put Tron or Avatar there, they better do that castle.
Then you're saying
that's a shining star in that land. Don't touch it. But if you're going to do
if they add those lands there, put the castle on steroids. Make it big.
Yes, that's the reason why, because that castle needs to be the shining star of that park. Don't touch the castle.
I don't care what you put in that park. That castle is still the shining star of that park. I don't care what you put in there.
It doesn't need to be
the
biggest.
I don't care if you put a 300-foot freaking mountain in there. The castle is still the main thing in that park.
Correct. I agree with that. It doesn't need to be the biggest thing in the land to be the shining star. It is the main thing. That's the main focal point for that park.
Nah, I think if they do that, you got to give that castle some love because I mean that's the reason why Walt put it in the center. That's why it's there. It is the center of that hub.
It can still be the center.
It's putting Avatar and Tron in just belittles that castle. Like I don't need
how tall is Tron?
It's hella tall. The canopy alone is hella tall. I don't know if exact foots wise, but.
I mean, the only thing I think Avatar because they have all those freaking big old trees and shit.
So does the Batuu in the middle? No, because that is way off in the distance, and you can't even see it from Main Street. But look at where Space Mountain is. When you're at the hub, you can see it. It's not too terribly large, but that the canopy on Tron is way too big, and unless you're going to put it way out there. What's shorter than the Matterhorn?
The castle?
The castle is.
The castle is shorter than Matterhorn.
But I said the Matterhorn, though, is Walt. That was Walt's era. So I'm not gonna I'll leave alone. Astro Orbit is another eyesore.
You call that an eyesore?
I'd rather it be back on the top.
It's 78 feet is how tall Tron is.
Is it the canopy with it or just the ride attraction?
It says how tall. I just said how tall is Tron.
It's almost eight stories. So.
It's the same height as the castle. The castle is, I think, 75 feet or 57 feet. I don't know. The castle isn't that high, but
I mean, I would like to know if that's the measurement for the ride attraction or the canopy, because that canopy is massive.
Taylor Swift's 5'11". I don't know why that came up. But,
damn, that's
fun. But
that's weird.
I don't think either one of those lands need. If you're going to do it, build it in Disneyland.
Sleeping Beauty Castle is 77 feet, so it still will be taller than Tron.
Okay.
Matterhorn's, like, I think, 100 and... No, I think it's a little under. No, I don't know how...
It's 10. I know it's 10 stories. So whatever that... Yeah. It's over 100 feet.
But again, if it falls in the same category as Matterhorn, if it's on the top, it's back
147 where Walt feet.
Did. It's back where Walt did it.
Yeah,
almost up to 15 stories.
If I was to go back to 1967? No, not 67. Was it 1962 when they remodeled Tomorrowland? I would battle them on Matterhorn. Like, nah, dude, don't put that there. It's gonna dwarf the castle. But I didn't have that opportunity.
I hear your take. I hear what you're saying. You're the only person that I'm hearing that from, though. I've never heard that take before, that the castle has to be the biggest thing. I mean, it is in the center of the park. It is the focal point. It is the main attraction on the insignia, the brand, and everything else and stuff. I mean, that is what people recognize. I don't see anything. I don't care how big you make it. You can put the World Trade Center in Disneyland. It's not going to take away from, well, it might. I mean, it, you know what I'm saying? The castle it's still... is the main, the big centerpiece of the whole thing.
Arizona Big Man, huge, great answer. Shouldn't a mountain be bigger than a castle, though?
Yeah, but we're not talking about mountains. We're talking about floating mountains and a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do like you
I'm
did.
I'm not for Avatar being there anyway, but.
Yeah, and, I'm not for either one of them being, I don't mind them as a land. They look really cool. Well, Tron's just a ride. Not only that, putting Avatar or Autopia is it still Tomorrowland or not? That creates a whole other problem, a basket of problems right there.
I don't know where you put Avatar Land.
Carland.
And how big is Avatar Land? And
no clue.
No, you're good, Arizona Big Man. I don't know how big it is, but
it's huge. But I mean, there's only a couple attractions, but it adds to the ambiance of the land. I mean, it's almost necessary to make you believe that you are in Pandora.
Now, I don't agree or disagree with David on the Cars Land. I think Cars Land is stupidly good detailed. I would never want to see it leave.
It's 12 acres.
But I would say that Avatar Land or Pandora is equally as detailed as Cars Land. I would, if I had to pick the two, I'm going Cars Land to stay. But at the same time, Pandora is really well detailed and can bring some nice night luminescence to it. So yep. If we're losing Cars Land for Pandora, I would be pretty sad, but I would be excited to see what they do with it. But I'm taking Cars Land over Avatar. Cars Land to me is like the Toontown of DCA. It really just so much detail.
So here's if they really said we are for sure making Avatar a land attraction for sure, like not what if, then Cars and this is the we want it to be as big in detail and as vibrant as the movies and everything else because that's all the movie is about. It's not really the story. Then Cars Land is that corner is the for me the best place to put it.
For me, I'm saying take down Pixar Pier.
Didn't and you just and
you create that whole thing? You create a cool water show for it, but like Pandora, like it's a natural water show. But I think I would say Pandora. If I had to choose a spot to kick out of the two parks, if I had to, I'm going Pixar Pier.
Everywhere sells merch.
Yep.
So, what about you, Sean? If you had to pick a land that's currently there, you can't build outside the walls of DCA and Disneyland. A land had to go. Where are you putting Pandora?
Well, it's 12 acres because I looked it up. So, 12 acres is the same exact size as Cars Land. Cars Land is 12 acres as well. Galaxy's Edge is 14 acres. So
they're not replacing galaxies.
Oh, I know. I'm just giving you an idea of space wise. Okay. I would say,
whoa, that is fighting words. Right there. Not physically, but I'm just saying that's aggressive.
Toontown's too small. Take out the subs and Utopia, possibly.
I get that, but I was just saying if I had the shoes. The hotel
is
pretty
cool. I would say probably where Grizzly River Run is, the Redwood Creek Trail. If I had to pick a space to get rid of, I'd say get rid of the rapids, get rid of that whole space where, you know, that whole area over there where you have Soarin' all around that whole corner backed up against the hotel. It'll never happen there because it's right next to the hotel. So yeah. It's not a good spot for it. But if I had to pick a place, it'd be that area. I like everything else too much to get rid of.
Well, what Kevin said, nobody says the Avatar Land they built here has to be the same size as the one over there.
I was just using that as an idea for if there. I was just giving you. I understand that, but I was just giving an idea saying that if you look at the ideas at the space wise.
You think James Cameron's going to go for a smaller Avatar land in the?
Well,
in
here's the thing. Like, if they Avatar? Have the okay, so if they have the rapids, they can utilize that to do Navi River.
I was so just going to say, not only that, the Grand California being all natural and stuff like that, they can retheme that, keeping it very similar, but creating it like the Grand Navi, where it's all natural wood and all that. I don't know, Sean. You might be onto something with that.
I mean, that's. I mean, if you asked what run? You asked, what I'd be okay getting rid of if I had to pick something to be that.
Especially if you took Soarin' and you turned it into that Banshee ride.
Yeah.
Soarin's cool. Might be onto something with there.
Soarin's cool, but it's not. It's not like
then,
Hollywoodland was my second choice.
It's in the middle of everything, though. That shuts down a lot. I mean, Cars Land's in the corner. You can close it down and not really affect the rest of the entire DCA.
But the mountain, the Bear Mountain, you can use that and then use the structure of the hotel to like have an apparatus come down and have floating mountains over that walkway. I don't know. Sean might be onto something there with that.
Kim says take out Hollywood Land and move Monsters, Inc. to Pixar area.
That was my second choice.
Would have been
Hollywood Land. That corner. That would have been the second place.
Joey, what do you mean there's no story? It's Mickey Mouse's home.
No, the castle's Mickey Mouse's home.
No, it's not. It's Cinderella's or Sleeping Beauty's. Sorry.
Yeah. Kevin says extend it over to the Pumbaa lot behind the hotels on Harbor. AZ Big Man says, what about the playground area? Maybe not a land, but you could do a ride. And then Amanda says Redwood Creek would be a Navi training course or something. I like it, yeah, Amanda.
So I might be honest with that, the Grizzly area. And I think the hotel can definitely, especially since all natural and the Navi are about natural and taking care of what, you know, the planet gives back to you, retheme the hotel to be like the Grand Navi, where it's tech and naturalness meeting. That'd be tight.
I think Sean's only choosing that because he doesn't want to deal with the reality that Cars Land is the best spot for it.
Imagine that, Amanda says. Hey, Amanda, maybe we do that for our next Imagine That Armchair Imagineering session. After we talk about the next
topic,
Pyramid Tower.
So real quick, before we wrap up, we are coming up on a few minutes of the show wraps. I do want to take a chance to open up the unbirthday request. We have a lot of people with a lot of opinions and feedbacks. So we're going to take a couple minutes to take your guys' questions, comments, concerns. Let off that steam. What do you got for us? I mean, Arizona, Joey, you guys have been hot in the chat. I knew you guys got something up the pipeline to share.
So, any questions you have?
Why does David hate cars so much?
Why do you hate Wally so much?
Who asked that question?
Because it's terrible.
That question's not in the chat.
Sam came with the 1-2.
Because it's terrible.
Here's the thing. Sean's scared of robots. I'm that's why. Ever since he saw Terminator in the theater, he's never been the same. And all robots, he hates them all. Can't name one robot that you like, Sean.
I like C-3PO.
Sam, you didn't know about the little house?
No, not until AZ told me. Why does Lou want to demo the parks? Tyler wants to know.
So it's not that I want to demo the parks. It's not that. Okay. But I just want to, I mean, if you're going to do something,
thanks, Amanda. For
offenses. Oh, so David.
Fine. I'm a realist. Cars is not as big as they used to be. I don't care what anybody say. Okay. They're just not. They're cool. They're cartoony, everything else and stuff, but their time is done. Unless they're coming out with bikes or some other segment of it or whatever and stuff. That franchise, it takes up a huge section of DCA. And there's a lot of IPs that are bigger and better and still going and continuing. And I hate Avatar, but they're one of those IPs that are continuing to going into the foreseeable future, 2030 and beyond. So something has to give, and that's, I'm sorry, Cars Land is It is what it is. They had their run. They're great. It was a good memory and everything else, but you just have to kind of move on.
Joey, this question right here is like the 2023 Bob Gurr versus Tony Baxter. He said, better music duo, Sherman Brothers or Mankin and Ashman, and why?
Damn.
That's a fucking hard one, Joey.
Hey, guys, I hate to do this. I'm going to have to go. I got to take care of something. I just got a call I need to take care of, but it's all good. Appreciate all of you guys. You guys have a good night. You guys finish up without me, Lou. You guys good?
Yep, we got you, man.
All right, you guys have a good night. See you guys.
You say Carlin got to go.
See what Joey did? Joey asked that question, Sansa. I'm not answering. I'm out.
Yep.
I am going Sherman Brothers.
Sherman Brothers, why?
Because let's go back to the OG. We've got ride attractions. We've got attraction songs. We've got like Mary Poppins. Hello.
Oof.
Like I have to. I'll get rid of all the Alan Menken stuff. I'm sorry if I have to keep the Sherman Brothers. And because I love Alan Menken.
Well, he didn't say we're killing anybody. He just said better music duo. They're still all around.
So we get to keep their music? I thought it was like one has to go. Yeah, he just
said a better duo. Yeah, Joey's not as morbid as us. He didn't say one's got to be dead forever. He just said better music duo. I
went there because I'm so used to you.
I know. That's when you said that,
Kevin,
I was like,
oh. Thank you, Kevin. They both saved the company just at different times. It's true.
Facts. It's true.
Kim wants to know if we will be going live at Rogue Comic Con. We are going to try to go live. It depends on what our setup is.
We will be live there, but just we don't know about live in general.
We'll be live in person, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be live in living color.
For me, I'm going Mankin and Ashman.
Really?
Oh my God.
I am. And here's why. I love the Sherman Brothers. Like, when we watched Richard Sherman and that Disney 100 thing, like, I wanted to cry. The dude's probably one of the few Disney people that are still alive and pushing right now. That if he was to go, I'd be hurt. I really would be. But I think Mankin and Ashman, I think they're just, when I think Disney songs, I do think of Mary Poppins and stuff like that. But that Renaissance era of Disney music, I mean, Little Mermaid. I mean, you got Little Mermaid. You got, what else? Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast. Like, when you think of the Disney, the catalogs, I mean, those songs are it. Not that the Sherman Brothers didn't, but there's something there. Like, if you were to listen to what, what's his name? What's the guy everyone loves today? That does all the songs, or most of them. Encanto, that guy. Lin-Manuel, you listen to his songs. Like, okay, those are good. They're missing something. You listen to the Sherman Brothers songs; those are good, but they're not bad at all. But there's something. Ashman and Mankin songs. There was just something. They were hitting on all cymbals. Like, it just worked. And for me, I'm going Mankin and Ashman just because I think their Disney library of songs is much denser. But at the same time, you also got to give credit where credit's due. Howard, I mean, put in a lot of footwork in a very, very small amount of time. And those songs are iconic for the Disney brand. As were the Sherman Brothers. I mean, there's a lot of iconic songs, but songs that I don't want to say didn't age well, but just got lost with time. I mean, when you think of all the Annette Funicelli songs they did for Disney, people are still playing it. I'm not saying they don't, but they're not. When you think Disney songs, many of the average Disney fans are not thinking of that for the Charlie. So I'm going Mankin and Ashman just because I think they hit the ground running and put a lot of work in. And had big shoes to fill. So the fact that they're in this category says something. Oh, the brothers, man, that's a horribly good one. Oh, my gosh. Howard is good too. I enjoyed Howard. I'm all answering questions without even showing it. People are like, what did he just say? So Joey asked, the brothers and Howard are both great documentaries on Disney Plus. Yeah. I think the brothers is better than Howard, but Howard is still really good. What about you, David? Alan Menken and Ashman or the Sherman Brothers?
Honestly, I'm gonna have to go with, I don't really care about this topic. I don't know either one of these guys. So, hey, I'm the Disney newbie. I got acquired by Disney when Marvel came on board. So there's some topics I can rock with you guys on. There's others. I'll be honest. I'm just sitting here for the ride, and that's where I'm at right now. If I had a guess, I'll say Sherman Brothers because there's brothers in their names.
All right.
But if they wrote some really foul stuff that didn't stand the test of time, then I take that back. They didn't write Zippity Doodah or anything like that.
No.
All right, then. Yeah, Sherman Brothers.
I'm trying to recall. Just be safe, though. I don't think so.
All right, there's an asterisk next to my pick, Sherman Brothers.
It's funny that you bring that up because I was gonna bring up for a Cheshire game. I was like, dude, the fans would love to see David describe that attraction. The attraction. I wasn't gonna do the movie. With wrong answers only. I was like, this is like the perfect opportunity to David just to cut loose on the mic and just. But I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. But now that you shared that, it just reminded me. I was like, I wanted to reach out and see how you would have.
You love throwing grenades,
huh?
You love throwing grenades.
But no, just the attraction that we've shared, and I don't need to get all the comments of people trying on the film. But no, speaking of attraction, there was a topic, but we will save that for the Wednesday show. Who do you like more, Deadpool or Marvel Aquaman?
Put some respect on his name. Put some respect on his name, I love this question. Tyler.
Namor. Marvel Aquaman or Deadpool. I'm Deadpool. Deadpool all the way. Marvel Aquaman, aka Namor, is dope. The way they made him in the movie, in the comic books, nah, I'm not rocking with Namor. So there's my answer. Look, here's the thing. There's this show that I'm gonna relate it to this. This show, it was called like Love Is Blind. Really controversial show and stuff, and there's this lady in there, like you marry people blind on love and stuff like that, and this lady says, hey, I'm always attracted to these guys that are red flags, you can call me Mrs. Fix-It-Ho. That's pretty much anybody who deals with Namor and likes that character. So he's a raging red flag. That's all I'll say about him. Deadpool's killer compared. I didn't call anyone out specifically. Uh-huh. I'm just saying. Namor is a swimming red flag.
He's obviously a red flag both in character and in real life, it seems like. So I'm going Deadpool.
Thank you for picking up on that. I was dropping that over and over again, waiting for somebody. Lou, with the save. Yes, red flag in both real life.
Hey, the comparisons, though. The red flag in his personality and the red flag in Deadpool's wardrobe. I mean, can't wait to see them hunt each other.
Yes.
Honestly,
Kevin asked Malice, same question.
Obviously, Namor.
Deadpool or Marvel Aquaman?
Stop. Say Marvel Aquaman.
Let me ask you this, though.
You can't disrespect Tyler. That was his question. Marvel Aquaman.
You can't disrespect Namor and by even putting Aquaman in the title because DC stole the idea and just put it in.
Okay. So on this, it works better. So DC stole it from Marvel, right? Okay, so let's go this, though. What happens if Marvel decides to cast Mr. Aquaman himself to reprise the role of Namor?
I don't want it.
I'm just saying.
I don't want it.
I'm sure there's a lifetime ban in that contract when he signed with Warner Brothers over there.
He wouldn't even be a good Namor. They're complete, like his.
You're right, he'd be better.
I mean, he hopefully wouldn't have lawsuits, which means he could stay in the role. But no, he would not. I think that Tenokorda was an amazing Namor. He played the villain the right way. Antihero. He's not a villain. He's an antihero. Don't tell Sean I called him a villain. Don't tell Sean I called him a villain.
It's on the recording.
I'll be honest. I would love to see Aquaman actually be in live action Moana.
In the multiverse? Absolutely not. No. Pay the fines. Make this happen. Y'all just want to make me lose my mind.
Momoa is Namor. No more.
No.
Aquaman is Aquaman.
Just make, he's not Aquaman.
I want to see Momoa in live action Moana. I think he would do good there.
To replace The Rock?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would take that.
Yep.
I would take that. She said villain. Tyler, you are nothing. Go to sleep, child. You are nothing.
Yeah. He'd be a better Maui than The Rock was.
He would.
I need The Rock just to play Hey Hey. That's it.
There's some hater shit right there.
I don't like him in the Disney films. I'm not a fan of him in the Disney films. I'll take him in all of the other films.
Jungle Book just it wasn't your jam.
He wasn't in Jungle.
Jungle
Cruise. No, you mean the jungle version of Pirates of the Caribbean? No, absolutely not. You mean the same exact story? No, yeah, nope. Sorry. Aquaman has a bigger thingy thing. Proof. He wears pants, not shorty shorts.
I have no comment on that. I don't know. Joey, you can be our resident expert. You want to come on the panel and we can talk about the dingy things?
I mean, I will, like, Listen, ain't nobody had to go into Jason Momoa's footage and make his thanky thing look smaller. They had
to. How do you know? Did you look?
Because why? There would be articles about it.
Would there?
There are articles about how they had to go. There are articles how they had to go in and make Tenoch Huerta's thanky thing smaller because it was thanky thanging too much in his costume.
They would have had to slap a rated R. Black Panther.
Joey says, forever. She clearly looked this up. Joey says, Aquaman is a bigger thingy thing. Proof he wears pants, not shorty shorts. Listen.
No. Yeah, they would have had to rate it a little more mature if they didn't edit that.
They pointed the camera up. No, they had to make it look. Why did it take 2 years to make new Monsters at Work episodes?
Probably, I don't know. It takes a lot to get stuff going, and some things happen quicker than others. So I don't really have. Oh my god, I don't really have.
Amber Heard lies a lot, though. So she also said she didn't shit in the bed.
Here we go.
Good night, all. Good night, Joey.
First of all, Amber Heard and him never, because I know for a fact he hates her ass. In fact, she actually threatened to file a lawsuit, harassment suit against him and the director. I don't know where that tidbit came from. You okay, Lou? You look vexed.
No, I just had a work question pop up, so I was just answering that. But do we have any more questions? Tim Jones. Why did it take 2 years to make? I have no idea. And the fact that they're putting it on Disney Channel, I think it's just because I don't even think it was supposed to have a season two. I think it just happened that way. It's a marketing scheme because now they're meeting all the characters we had.
Hey, there was a question earlier that I was going to get to. Someone asked a Marvel question. I think it was CJ about Spider-Man freshman year and Marvel Zombies. Marvel Zombies is to be determined. There's no real date for that. But Spider-Man freshman year is November 4th this year. So there's that. So hopefully you're still on. There's your answer for you, man.
All right. Australia does not have Disney Channel anymore. That's interesting.
Yeah, because you guys are irresponsible down there. That's why. You're being punished.
Wow.
It's because, David, we're going to lose listeners. We're going to lose those listeners. You already took out Alabama. Are you going just through the A names?
Sure. I'll pick a B for Australia. Everything in Australia kills people. Like, you can't.
Hey, whoa, don't say that. My buddy's down there right now. Don't say that.
The ears, sand, the flies. Tell your buddy to come home. Australia is not a place for.
So, side note, and it's completely not show related. I apologize. He's on tour with Pink, and she ran out of the theme park last week for all of her work hands and people that were working.
Oh, that's so cool. Bro, shout out to you, dude. That's pretty cool. Live the dream.
Not me. He got to go. And they all wore
matches. Is Bluey from Australia?
Bluey is not even a really Disney product. It's licensed from Australia by Disney. And that's the funny thing is, that is on a Disney-owned property, and it's the number one streaming thing, the top 10. One of the only things in the top 10 streaming for Disney.
Really?
Is Blue. Yep.
And it's from Australia. Huh.
It's from an Australian company. That's why they can get away with their certain teaching methods, but I digress from there.
So you think we'll get a Bluey Park in Disneyland?
Nah. It'd be tight.
I don't want to talk about where we will put a Bluey Park. What the hell that even looks like.
All right, guys. Any other questions, comments, concerns before we
log in? Mad party.
And we will be back in 2 weeks, which the date is, yes, April 1st. Oh, what about the hell? I have a hell of a show.
I have a big announcement for you guys on that for that show.
Oh, man.
You know how we talked about we wanted to do the VIP tour for Disneyland? I got a good announcement for you guys, April 1st.
Yep. We just had a Peppa Pig Park out here. The carnival is in town. And a bunch of food.
Do they serve hot dogs and bacon?
Uh-huh. On a stick.
Love it.
I was a ventriloquist with Peppa the Pig walking around.
Can you do the voice?
No.
Let's hear it.
I know what it tastes like, though. Yep.
God
damn. All right, guys. And with that, you guys have a good night. And we will see you guys all this Wednesday for the live show. The tribe, us three, are getting banding back together to record on Thursday. And until then, I'm stalling. There it is. Hope you enjoyed the view from Walt's apartment. Night, guys.
You should play. You should play the intros, the outro. We're the Mad Tea Party. We do things weird.
Later. All right. The intro as the outro.
Yes. Play that bad
as boy. Requested. Here we go.
To this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.